This is Michael Angley with the Daily Update for Wednesday, April 26, 2017. The 103rd White House Correspondents' Dinner is going to be held without the president. So Donald Trump says he's going to a rally in Pennsylvania and would rather be with the people than be in D.C. with this trumped-up event. In the past several years, under Barack Obama, the event has turned into a celebrity fest with people like George Clooney, Bradley Cooper, Kevin Spacey, Tom Hanks, and Kim Kardashian. The stars did not belong there, was the contention of a Donald Trump and a lot of other people, since it's supposed to be about correspondents, which are journalists, and it's supposed to be a dinner for journalists. But it became something else, of course, because Washington and money raising and Hollywood all go hand in hand. So, the last president to miss the event was Ronald Reagan in 1981, but somebody tried to kill him and he had an excuse for not going. Is it celebrating the press or is it celebrating Hollywood? And then all these little side parties, a lot of them are canceled. Some of them are against Trump and there are protest parties. So, it's just a hodgepodge of madness. Homeland Security and FEMA are conducting Operation Gotham Shield in New Jersey. This is to practice how to assess, treat, and evacuate victims during a nuclear attack in New York City. So they're basically saying there's a 10,000-ton improvised device set off on the Jersey side of the Lincoln Tunnel, and there's other drills being held at the same time in Washington, D.C. and Albany. So all of this, is this because there's threats? Is this because they're afraid of Kim Jong-un? Is this because of what? I mean, this was planned, they said, back in October, but I don't know if I believe the timing of it all. I don't think the government would warn you if there was an issue. So there's that. Fox lands two more lawsuits, class action suits for racism. So now people on the liberal side are like, oh my God, they're racist and sexist. But did you know that CNN has their own class action suit against them for racism? The difference between the two is that in the Fox case, I can't find anything that cites what people said and what was racist and all that. But on the CNN side of it, there's over 30 people that came forward for this lawsuit, and then they said it was racial slurs, derogatory terms, not being promoted because of the color of your skin, and all of that. But what's going to happen in the long run, and especially if people are out there launching lawsuits when there is no racism, or it has nothing to do with sexism, it's going to cause a chilling effect, and that chilling effect is going to make it so people just don't want to go in business, don't want to hire people, are afraid to hire people, and then what? It's going to hurt people in the long run, right? Today is International Guide Dogs Day. For all those little doggies out there that do such a great service, helping the blind see, literally. And you have to take your hat off, man, for dogs, because whether they're looking for people in a pile of debris, whether they're helping someone, guide them along on the street so they don't get run over by a car, dogs are amazing in every way, shape, or form. And then if you have one as a pet, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So today is the day to celebrate the International Guide Dogs. Today is golf day for all you golfers out there. So dust off those clubs. Get on that links. Hit that little ball. Try to get into that little hole and have some fun. Don't stress yourself out too much when you don't hit that little ball into that little hole. Today is Hug an Australian Day. You may as well hug an Australian Day, because now Kim Jong-un is threatening nuclear war against Australia too. So find that Australian. Hug the crap out of them, you know, hug them like a koala. If you know an Australian, hug them. If you don't know an Australian, then watch Crocodile Dundee and hug yourself. Today is Get Organized Day for all the people out there that are disorganized, or if your desk is disorganized, if your car is disorganized, today's a day for spring cleaning. Go through it all. Organize it. You'll feel better at the end of the day. Today is Administrative Professionals Day. So stay to admire and stroke your administrative assistant or any kind of professional secretary. Anything like that are the guts of any operation. So if you look to any business, the backbone of that business are those administrative professionals. So today is their day. Today is Richter Scale Day, of course, invented by Charles F. Richter in 1935. It basically measures how much the ground moves when there's an earthquake or any kind of seismic event. So today is the day to celebrate Richter Scale Day. I think jumping up and down on the ground and feeling it vibrate, maybe that's a good thing. Right? Today is pretzel day. For all you people like tie yourselves into a pretzel. Pretzel's good for you and me. I like pretzels. It's right out of the oven. A little bit of mustard. Perfect. Some people like dipping their pretzels in cheese and that type of thing. But it's a day to celebrate pretzels in every way. Today is Kids and Pets Day. So it's about the relationship between children and pets. You know, how the kids grow up with the pets and learn responsibility of taking care of something else, and also the love that goes in between, and also the loss and the pain that we experience when we lose a pet, which is very hard to do, and it's all part of life. So today is the day to celebrate the relationship between kids and pets. Today is Help a Horse Day, so talking about pets. Help a Horse Day is about rescuing horses and looking out for horses that are abused and mistreated. Believe it or not, there are people out there that do terrible things to animals. You know, they're the lowest form of life on this planet, those subhumans, right? So today's a day to celebrate the people who care for those horses, who take care of them, who take them in, who rescue them from terrible situations. And last but not least, today is National Audubon Day, celebrating birds in every way, shape, or form. I love birds. I feed birds. It's good to have bird seed all around your house, because those birds are going to come, they're going to hang out, they're going to make their nests close to your home, and those birds are going to go out and eat mosquitoes, they're going to eat other bugs, they're going to eat other stuff like that. So today's a good day to celebrate the birds out there in your life. This is Michael Angley on the Daily Update for Wednesday, April 26, 2017, on United Public Radio Network, UPRNTalkRadio.com, 107.5 New Orleans, 104.7 in Past Christiane.